5 days to go before the handover of political power in Iraq, and the deadly insurgency there shows no sign of diminishing. That didn't stop senior defense and State Department leaders from voicing cautious optimism about Iraq on Capitol Hill today, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On Thursday, insurgents launched deadly, seemingly coordinated attacks in five predominantly Sunni Muslim cities from Mosul to Baghdad, killing more than 100 and wounding some 300. At a Senate Armed Services hearing today, Republican Senator Pat Roberts pressed Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage on a fundamental, nagging question many have long had about the insurgency.
Who are these guys?
Look, I don't think anyone in this administration yet can tell you with a great deal of accuracy who they are and how many they are.
I have some concerns about that because as chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
And how many are former regime elements and how many are Zarqawi and his evildoers? I can't say. I don't think any of my colleagues can say.
Armitage called the timing of yesterday's attacks remarkable and said it suggested something of an insurgent central nervous system coordinating attacks. But Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, didn't entirely share that assessment.
We have no intelligence that shows the linkage between these various groups. We look for it. We simply don't have it. You can deduce, because you had many attacks yesterday that all occurred almost simultaneous. You can just look at it and say, well, there has to be some coordination. The level of coordination, though, is unknown.
The U.S. today bombed a suspected terrorist safe house in Fallujah, the still turbulent Sunni Muslim city west of Baghdad. It's the third airstrike in Fallujah this week aimed at suspected followers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain asked Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz whether the U.S. has really lived up to its pledge to bring Fallujah under control.
After announcing that we would go in and attack and capture those individuals who killed and dismembered the bodies of four American citizens, we then made an agreement with the militias there that they would control Fallujah. They would turn over the perpetrators of that crime, other terrorists, and significant weapons. Has any of that happened?
Virtually none of that has happened. What we have achieved is a certain degree of calm in Fallujah, which may help in the rest of the country. And there is a considerable concern that Fallujah might, this is on the negative side, be a place where the enemy is hiding.
Some U.S. generals this week warned that instability and violence could increase in Iraq after next week's political transfer. Democrat Edward Kennedy pressed Secretary Wolfowitz on how the American people should measure progress in Iraq.
They knew in World War II. They knew after D-Day. The American people want to know, Mr. Secretary, what are the benchmarks? What are the things that they can watch on television, read in the newspaper, and say, look, that's real progress. That's going to mean my son or daughter is going to come on home.
I think more and more they're going to see capable Iraqi security forces taking on more and more demanding missions. You can ask for benchmarks. We're working on benchmarks.
Wolfowitz then outlined some broad general benchmarks laid out by President Bush, including the transfer of sovereignty and progress in reconstruction and building Iraqi security forces. Daniel Serwer with the U.S. Institute of Peace says the biggest benchmark, real security, depends on the perceived legitimacy of the interim Iraqi government.
I think if Iraqis see that government in a different light from the governing council that preceded it, I think there's some good prospects. But we shouldn't delude ourselves. This insurrection is going to continue.
President Bush left today for a NATO summit in Turkey, where Iraq issues are expected to dominate. In a boost to the president's Iraq policy, NATO nations are apparently on the verge of an agreement to help train Iraqi security forces, although details are yet to be worked out. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.